Saint Anthony was the first Christian to live a life of consecrated solitude. He is considered the father of the monastic family. He was born to rich parents in the middle of Egypt. When he was 18, his parents died, leaving him guardian of his younger sister. 6 months later, Anthony entered the church to hear the gospel where it says, "If you would be perfect, go and sell all you have, give to the poor, and come follow me." He took this advice as a personal invitation addressed to him by God. He gave his wealth to the poor and needy, and took his sister and placed her with some virgins. At that time, monasticism had not yet been established. All those who wanted to live a solitary life went and lived in the outskirts of the city. This was what Saint Anthony did, as he dwelt alone, worshiping and living an ascetic life. He was about 35 years old when he left his retreat to move to the east bank of the Nile. After 20 years, his reputation attracted many followers who settled near him and wished to copy his holy life. Saint Anthony became their spiritual leader, teaching them the ascetic life. 5 years later, he again retired into solitude in the inner mountain. As Saint Anthony lived in solitude, he was tempted by boredom and discouragement, and he started praying and asking the Lord to guide him. After a little while, he began to walk in the open and saw someone as if it was himself, sitting and working, making mats of palm leaves, and then rising to pray, which was repeated several times until Anthony understood that he had to combine manual work and prayer in the monastic life. He told his disciples that just as Christ was a carpenter and Paul was a tent maker, they also had to keep their hands busy to escape temptations. The angel also revealed to him the uniform of the monks. Saint Anthony died at the age of 105, but his influence extended beyond his lifetime.